music traces its roots to the hills of Appalachia, where old-time fiddlers and pickers first played it. But in the 1930s, Bill Monroe took that mountain music and shaped it into something unique. He picked up the tempo. He added blues, jazz, and gospel singing to it. And after Monroe formed his band, the Bluegrass Boys, in 1939, that mountain music got a new name.
Being from the state of Kentucky, well, I call my group the Bluegrass Boys. People loved the music, and they went to trying to play like it, and it wasn't long till there's a lot of bluegrass groups, and I guess the radio people, station people, knew that it was going to go places, and they went to calling it bluegrass music then.
Monroe first heard mountain music in Rosine, Kentucky, where his mother and Uncle Penn Vandiver played country fiddle. And since Bill was the youngest of eight children, his older brothers got first pick of the instruments.
Back when I was real small, I wanted to play the fiddle, and Birch, he wanted to fiddle, you know, and Charlie wanted the guitar, so I had to take the mandolin. It was an old Taterbug mandolin, and it wasn't very good. Finally, I got to buy me a Gibson mandolin when I was in East Chicago, lived in East Chicago a long time.
Wow, that has seen some use over the years,
huh? How long have you had that?
Since 1941.
Since, you know something? That mandolin and I are the same age.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Would you like a number?
Yeah, go ahead. Why, I mean...
Would you want to dance while I play?
Sure. Do it? Huh? Just... I'm doing it right? Hey!
That's fine!
Yeehaw! Bill Monroe, thank you, thank you. I can tell everybody I dance while Bill Monroe plays. They'll never believe me.
In the 1940s, Bill Monroe took that Gibson mandolin and set up the standard bluegrass band. All five instruments are acoustic, not electric. The upright bass and guitar provide backup rhythm. The five-string banjo, fiddle, and mandolin are the lead instruments. Like jazz, once the melody is established, each musician then improvises or shows off. Tunes are sung in a high-pitched harmony with three, four, or five parts. That gives bluegrass a high, lonesome sound, and its lyrics are packed with emotion.
Honey, are you married?
It'll get to your heart if it's a good, clean music, and if you sang a good song, a good true song, that melody that is going to really touch you.
Monroe is a musician's musician. He can make a mandolin sing, and he's always surrounded himself with superb pickers. Today, his former band members read like a who's who of bluegrass: Earl Scruggs, banjo; Lester Flatt, guitar; and Vassar Clements, fiddle. With superstars like that, it's no wonder Bill Monroe draws thousands of fans each June to his annual Bluegrass Festival. For 15 years, Monroe's held it here on his farm in Bean Blossom, Indiana, near Bloomington. All day and way into the night, fans can hear big-name bluegrass stars like Mack Wiseman, former bluegrass boy himself, or Don Reno, or Jim and Jesse. Can hear a little bit of history when Bill's 80-year-old brother, Birch, joins him on stage for a fiddle tune. They can compete in banjo, fiddling, or band contests, or sit around a campsite and swap licks. There's even something for urban cowboys: chance to buy a piece of country, a genuine Stetson hat. Chicago and John Markowitz told me he has been to Bean Blossom five times.
Question. What's a Markowitz doing playing country music, or bluegrass music to be more specific?
Well, we have hillbillies in Poland, too.
Don Hoos of Evanston says he loves bluegrass so much he even has it piped into his drugstore. But his son David can take it or leave it.
What do you think of bluegrass music, Dave? Huh? Are you serious? Why don't you like it?
Well, you know, it doesn't have a really good beat, you know.
No, he taps his foot once in a while. Tell him the truth.
I do.
While little David Hoos just tolerates bluegrass music, we met some fans who traveled more than 6,000 miles to hear bluegrass played right and to get a chance to appear on the Bean Blossom stage.
We always dream to be up here. Our dreams come true. We would like to do, I'm going back to old Kentucky.
English or not, these pickers can play a good enough tune to get the father of bluegrass himself to join in.
They love bluegrass in Japan. It's a great music there.
Why do you think bluegrass is popular in England, in Germany, and Japan?
Well, it's like I told you. If you play a banjo, it's the greatest music in the world for the five-string banjo or a fiddle. Mm-hmm. They love the songs. You know, a lot of countries love the true songs. They love that.
Bill Monroe has been on the Grand Old Opry 42 years, playing true songs like Uncle Pen, Footprints in the Snow, and Blue Moon of Kentucky. So it's no wonder he's also in the Country and Western Music Hall of Fame.
Coming up next, sports that can be fun, but fatal.